Imagine this, a young child standing wide-eyed with excitement, captivated by the beautifully wrapped gift cradled in my arms. As I approach, the anticipation in the air is palpable, and with each step, the child's eyes gleam brighter. The exchange is gentle as I place the gift delicately into the small, eager hands. In that instant, a radiant smile unfurls on the child's face, a pure expression of joy. The colored wrapping paper, a tapestry of hues, is unwrapped with eager anticipation, revealing not just a toy, but a magical plush companion, a teddy bear. This isn't merely a gift, it's a shared moment between the two of us. I had thought I was just donating a material item, but at the same time, something different was happening, and I think that was one of the most important realizations of my life. It wasn't the toy itself that brought about this joy, it was the emotion behind it. That moment was a revelation, but it took a little while to realize why. There was an orphanage study in Romania in the 1980s and early 1990s which shed light on the profound consequences of severe deprivation. Children were denied fundamental elements crucial for healthy development, including emotional and social interactions, cognitive stimulation, and individual attention. The devastating outcomes included developmental delays, cognitive defects, and emotional disturbances, with some infants failing to thrive and tragically perishing due to the absence of these critical conditions. The stark reality illuminated by this extreme deprivation underscored a crucial lesson, that beyond meeting the physical needs of a child, emotional and social connections are paramount for their growth, mental health, and even their survival. Motivated by this understanding, I embarked on a nonprofit journey founding Care Me Comfort with my family. Our aim was simple yet profound, to provide duffel bags, blankets, and stuffed animals to children in foster care. But it wasn't just about the tangible gifts, it was about prioritizing human connections through the act of giving. We realized that true bonds end up being the hidden treasures of material donations when handled wisely with care and compassion. Of course, our journey was not without its challenges. Finding the best way to provide these connections with children was indeed daunting, especially during a pandemic. Yet, our solutions were rooted in something simple. Reflecting on our own lives, our own connections, and channeling that experience into our mission. Recognizing the profound impact of family and friendships on our own happiness, we were driven to provide these essential elements to foster kids. Our comprehensive programs, rooted in mentorship, organized events for fostering community among children in foster care, created safe spaces for self-expression, and ensured each child felt both seen and valued. In response to the pandemic, we seamlessly adapted, incorporating virtual Zoom sessions to maintain vital connections. This adaptive approach, born from the simplicity of introspection, allowed us to overcome obstacles and create a transformative and supportive environment for the growth and well-being of the children we served. This realization sparked a deeper commitment to fostering these connections, not only as acts of compassion, but as essential contributions to the shared human experience. In recognizing the scarcity of genuine connections as a societal challenge, it underscored the necessity to advocate for and actively cultivate environments where the richness of human connections is not a rarity, but a universal reality. We're doing something wrong in the world. Teenage depression rates soar, and charts depict alarming trends. The total number of teenagers experiencing depression surged by 59% between 2007 and 2017. And in 2023 alone, over 50,000 Americans lost their lives to suicide. These distressing figures underscore a pressing need for introspection and action. What becomes evident in the face of such concerning trends is that the remedy lies in something inherently human: connections. We must reclaim and demand these connections, fostering genuine empathy and collaboration. It's not just a choice, it's a necessity for our survival. A single act of kindness or a meaningful interaction can create a domino effect, touching lives far beyond our imagination. Connections are not just vital for individual well-being, they are the cornerstone of a thriving society. Let's weave a tapestry of connections, one that strengthens the fabric of humanity itself. Thank you.